Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, this week we're going to be talking about anger and finding peace, though. So we're not just going to talk about anger. We're going to talk about finding peace with that. So there is righteous anger, and that's okay. You can have that type of anger, but we're not going to be talking about the righteous type. We're going to be talking about the anger that many lions out there, including myself, battle with. You know, it's the bad anger. And then what are we going to do to combat it? Well, we got to go with scripture. So for this spiritual kickoff this week, we're going to look at Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Okay? So it's a beautiful verse, and let's first think about who wrote it. Well, it's Paul, the Apostle Paul. He wrote that. He wrote it to the church of Philippi. It's a very personal letter to the church. And it's almost like a personal thank you letter when you really read into it. And because the church at Philippi, they provided Paul with many gifts and they served him, you know, in great ways. And the crazy part when you think about Philippians and Paul writing it is that he was actually imprisoned in Rome and it wasn't looking good. So it was not like he was out there eating cupcakes and having rainbows and all this wonderful stuff. He was in some dire straits, guys. You know, and he was on trial before Caesar. I mean, it was getting down and dirty. So this was a tough time in Paul's life and his journey, but he still wrote such an incredible thank you message to the church of Philippi. And there's so much for us to learn from it, right? So when you think about prisons, you know, I mean, he could have been having a pity party, you know, and he could have been outright angry and just mad, right? I mean, what do you think of when you envision prisons? You know, I'm not thinking about these guys sitting around, you know, playing tic-tac-toe and just, you know, high-fiving each other. I mean, there's dangerous places. A lot of times there are people in there who have done, you know, terrible things. And, you know, luckily we have the prison system so we can, you know, keep those individuals isolated and away from the rest of the society. But Paul was in it. He was in the middle of it. And he was still had his heart on serving the Lord and writing Philippians. And it's just, you know, it would be so easy, you know, when I think through that verse of Philippians 4:8, how Paul could have went the opposite way, right? He could have said, instead of true, he could have been talking about false, instead of noble, dishonorable, instead of right, wrong, instead of pure, impure, instead of lovely, wicked, right? Instead of admirable, maybe he would have put deplorable, you know, just terrible things, but he didn't. He didn't do that. So I've wanted to go back into verse. When I look at scripture, I always try to look a little bit ahead and a little bit behind to see really where, you know, get a better context. So it's in chapter 4, right? That we're digging in. But I started verse 4, and it's in my book, in my Bible, it actually says peace with self. It's kind of like the header, and it starts with rejoicing. That's what he talks about. It's rejoicing. You know, it says rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. So that tells you right there, you know, we have to have a heart ready to rejoice and to come to the Lord at all times. And then Philippians 4:6, probably one of the most famous verses out there, right? No anxiety. It talks about don't be anxious. Take everything in prayer and supplication being made known to God. You know, that's beauty. That is beautiful. That verse has helped me a lot. Go back to the lines with anxiety episode. Very, very vulnerable, very real with you guys. I struggle with that, but this is a verse that really helps me. And then verse 8, you know, in the next verse, verse 7 rather, talks about the peace that passes all understanding. And I remember the first time my wife told me that, and she mentioned, you know, you're looking for the peace that passes all understanding. And I just thought it was beautiful. I'm like, that was awesome, baby. She said, well, it's in Philippians. It's like, oh, so she taught me that one. So that's a verse that there's so much out there fighting against us, guys. There's so many things fighting and trying to pull us away, to make us mad, to make us angry. But God's offering a peace that passes all understanding. We can't even comprehend how much he loves us. It's crazy how much he loves us. And if we focus our thoughts there, right, and go towards that peace, it's going to be unbelievable. So he gives us first verse 8 so that we will know how to do that, right? And to focus on those things. And it says right there that we should dwell on these things. So this is just not a one-time deal, right? This needs to be a continual focus, intentionality, focusing on the truth. We have to just study, think, ruminate, just let that stuff just linger, right? All the time. It's not a one and done, all the time. And then if you look at verse 9, it concludes by telling us, and guys, you should like this, that we got to practice it. So God recognizes we're not going to get this right out the gate. It takes practice. Think about a sport you played growing up or skill you have now. Maybe a guitar player or a drummer or a great baseball player. You have to practice. You have to put in the reps. You're not going to get stronger at the gym just by going and doing one set and going home. It takes consistent over and over and over. And it's a daily, you have to do this. You have to practice and you have to think about these things because you want that peace. I want you to have joy. And ultimately, I want you to have peace with yourself. And the only way you're going to get that is leaning into this verse. And again, right here, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good repute, there's any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. So it's just a beautiful verse. Guys, I want you to take that verse, highlight it in your Bible. I got my pretty much the whole Philippians 4. For those watching on YouTube, you can see me, you know, 4 from 4 through verse 9. It's all marked up. It's highlighted. It's underlined. It's got notes all around it, you know, and at the very bottom of my Bible, I wrote, God is never worried. He's not. And I tell you what, guys, our anger, we can combat that anger when we choose to lean on the Lord, to go to scripture, to bring things to him in prayer. It's so freeing. And that's what I want for you. So there's your spiritual kickoff for the week. So what you can expect on Wednesday, I have a guest. His name is Joseph Warren. He's going to be unpacking how to understand and process anger. And we're going to go from a very spiritual standpoint. We want to help you grow. I know you guys want to be leaders. I know you're trying to lead your families and lead your homes. I'm here to support you. I want to give you encouragement and ideas. So let this verse be the verse that you think about this week. And the question that I want you to think about for this week, what triggers anger in your life? And then how should you respond? You need to know what the triggers are, because if you know the triggers, then you can respond to them in a positive way. Okay, so think about that. What triggers anger in your life and how should you respond? All right, guys, there's your spiritual kickoff. Come back on Wednesday. Share this with other lions out there. Send a text message. Send an email, whatever you need to do. Go check out thelionwithin.us for all our resources. Go to the resource tab. There is a Bible study. It is live. It's phenomenal. We want to serve you with that well. So go check out thelionwithin.us. Go to the resources. Check us out on the social media. very active there. Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all those areas. You can find in the show notes ways to connect with us there. But give us a rating and review. That's the biggest thing you could do for the Line Within Us right now, is give a 5-star rating, write a review. That makes a big impact. I can't emphasize that enough. But go check out that Bible study, because I think that's going to be something that's going to serve you well. So guys, have a great week. Come back on Wednesday for the wonderful episode here that we're going to have with Mr. Joseph Warren. Now go out and unleash the lion within. At The Lion Within Us, we discuss wealth a lot. And our sponsor at Investing for Beginners provides great resources for those wanting to take their knowledge of investing to the next level. Their monthly research e-letter is the best way to learn about the market and apply insight to begin growing your wealth. The newsletter tracks the founder's journey of managing a portfolio and shares how the decisions are made. For the beginning investor, this could be a great way to learn how to get started with investing from a company that is putting their money where their mouth is. I've been subscribing to their e-letter for quite some time, and it's something I look forward to every month, and I've learned a ton. They are a conservative group with an emphasis on a margin of safety. The Lion Within Us listeners can receive 15% off the monthly e-letter by visiting thelionwithin.us/IFB, that's Investing for Beginners, and using the promo code LION at checkout. That's thelionwithin.us/IFB, and use promo code LION to receive 15% off your monthly research e-letter. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.